In the spring, I asked our school kids at Mass, I don't remember which grades it was, but I asked our school kids what they thought Jesus looked like. So we got lots of interesting ideas and answers about how long his hair was and what color his eyes might have been and how tall maybe Jesus was, and very insightful thoughts about what Jesus looked like. Of course, then I realized they were all looking at the mural behind, just telling me what he looks like. So, the truth is, we don't know for a fact what Jesus looked like. Perhaps the Shroud of Turin may give us some idea. That's not a definitive teaching. But we do know that Jesus looked like something and someone. That he had hair, his eyes were some color, and he was a certain height. We know those things because we know that Jesus became one of us. And in doing so, entered us into that mystery of how one person could be God and human. When St. Paul says to the Corinthians in the second reading, even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet we now know him so no longer, it's a beautiful recognition that Jesus had a human nature, just like you and me. But he was also more than that. He had a divine nature. He was fully man and fully God. The term Christology refers to our attempt to understand who Jesus was and is. And it has often been approached from two directions. A high Christology begins with the Son of God existing from all eternity and then becoming human. A low Christology begins with the humanity of Jesus, his life, his suffering, his resurrection, and sees in that his union with the Father and the Holy Spirit. But whether it is high or low, a healthy Christology is one that sees both. But how do you do that? How do you not go to one extreme in recognizing Christ? Well, I would suggest that we follow the example of the Holy Family, of Mary and Joseph. Perhaps there was no one who would understand the human nature of Jesus more than Mary and Joseph. Some of you have been preparing to make a consecration to Saint Joseph, which there will be an opportunity to do as a parish after this Mass and every Mass this weekend. What does it mean to consecrate yourself to Saint Joseph? It means that you are entrusting Saint Joseph to lead you to Jesus. It means that you acknowledge Joseph as your spiritual father, and you want to imitate his virtues and his holiness. Perhaps you've been reading one of the two books available as a preparation for the consecration. And one of the things that has stuck out to me from Father Calloway's book is that no one spent more time with Jesus on earth than Mary and Joseph. No one. Jesus may have had the physical attributes that resembled his mother, because she was his true mother by blood. His eyes, his hair. But how many aspects of his way of being came from St. Joseph? Maybe the way he walked, the expressions he used, maybe his work ethic, the clothes he wore, or the way he prayed in the synagogue. No one would have known the human nature of Jesus more than Joseph and Mary. But we would be foolish to suggest that Mary and Joseph didn't have at least some understanding of the divine nature of Jesus. It's kind of like the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" Someone once said that song was a step forward for Protestants and a step backward for Catholics. "Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?" Well, yes, she knew. "Mary, did you know that you kissed the face of God?" Yes, she knew. Gabriel told her. For some reason, it's difficult for some people to come to grips with the possibility that Mary and Joseph, in addition to their own holiness, were well aware of the holiness and even the divinity of their son. Now you could say, well, what's the big deal if I'm attached more to the humanity of Jesus or more to the divinity of Jesus? Well, there can be risks and pitfalls. If I try to understand Jesus Christ only from below, the temptation is to just see him as a good person. He said good things, he helped people, he told us to live better. Well, most of you do that. And if I try to understand Christ only from above, the temptation is to come to the conclusion that he doesn't really understand me. He didn't suffer or walk like me. Mary and Joseph saw Jesus as their son, and they saw Jesus as their Savior. Like St. Paul, we know Christ according to the flesh, but not only according to the flesh. He is our brother, and he is our God.